Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everybody. I'm encouraged that the previous interventions focused on the same issue that we also spotted with this particular paragraph. I think we were inclined to pose this more as a question, both to the chair and to the group, because like our colleagues from Chile and Mexico and Pakistan, this paragraph focuses on what it is that the GGE is doing, both with respect to the mandate and with respect to the upcoming meeting of high contracting parties. And it introduces the idea of elements, it refers to possible measures, and it refers to other options. And as the previous interventions pointed out, both possible measures and other options is something that tracks with our mandate, but the idea of elements is a new idea. So the question that we had is, are the ideas that are contained in paragraphs 17, 18, 19, et cetera, intended to be the possible measures? Are they intended to be the other options? Or are they intended to be elements that would be included in some other future proposal that we would make from this body to the meeting of high contracting parties? I suppose either way of thinking about this is possible. From the perspective of our delegation, there is an attraction to considering paras 17, 18, and 19 as identifying elements, because then it provides some flexibility in terms of how these elements would ultimately be incorporated into something that could be more of a finished product, that could be the fruit that this GGE bears eventually. It also strikes us that because we are still actively considering proposals, the idea of identifying these as elements may be more appropriate, because it's clear to our delegation that we have not finished considering all of the proposals. We're going to need to continue considering those proposals. And so the idea that we have finished something this year, I think, is not accurate. I think we have started something important this year, but we'll likely need to continue next year to sort of complete the review of proposals. So in that context, the other way we could approach this would be to have, and we agree that endorse doesn't seem like the right verb, but we could have the sentence focusing on the group elaborating these elements. So it could read, the group elaborated the following elements, or elaborated by consensus the following elements. And then we would suggest deleting or and changing it to of. So then it's clear that the group is elaborating by consensus the following elements of possible measures and elements of other options. So it's a little clearer that these are elements that would be incorporated into the measures and options that would ultimately be referred once a complete review of all proposals has taken place. Thank you.